This is Steve Gunn.
And this is John Trzynski.
Our new album, Bayhead, is in the spotlight on this week's Sideways Through Sound. And we'll be guest programming a few songs for you. I'd like to start off with the first song by Sonny Chirac. And this song's called Assy Ages. And this is an important song for me, definitely. I moved to New York a while back. And Sonny Chirac passed away, I think, kind of in the 90s. And this was one of his later records. And the band is just incredible. It's Farrah Sanders on the saxophone and Elvin Jones on drums. And Charnette Moffett, I think Charles Moffett's son, is playing bass. And it's just an amazing album that Bill Laswell produced. And the first song, Assy Ages, just kind of has this amazing kind of super kind of spiritual melodic line that, you know, Farrah Sanders sort of screams it through his saxophone in his signature style. It's just an amazing song. It's called Assy the Ages.
Thank you. That was Ask the Ages by Sonny Chirac. I'm John Trzynski. I'm here with my buddy Steve Gunn, and we're guest programming this week's Spotlight Selections on Sideways Through Sound. These are a few songs that are important to us or that we've been talking about recently. Our new album, Bayhead, is in the spotlight on this week's show. The next song we're going to play is a song called What a Mystery. It's by Rhythm and Sound. And this is, I think they're a British electronic music duo from the 90s. And what I like about this track is just how simple it is and how deep sort of the low end of the track is, and how that really drives the melody of the song. And I like how simple and spare the mix is, but yet it's pretty powerful nonetheless. So here it is, What a Mystery by Rhythm and Sound.
Running everywhere.
That was What a Mystery by Rhythm and Sound. I'm Steve Gunn, and me and John Trusinski are guest programming this week's Spotlight Selections on Sideways Through Sounds. And this is another song that's important to me, and it's by Bola Set, a Brazilian guitar player. And he made a record in the 70s that John Fahey released on his own label called Tacoma. And the album's name is Ocean. And this is a record, Bola Set was sort of, I think he was living in San Francisco by way of Brazil in the 70s. And he had a whole career of being a bossa nova guitar player and had been playing since the 50s. And I think in the 70s, he was caught up in a bit of the counterculture in the States and was playing a bit more loose. And he was, you know, improvising more. And Fahey recorded, I think, just a solo concert of his. And I think the result of that recording is this record, Ocean. And it's one of my favorite albums. And this is one of my favorite tracks from the album. The title is called Viva Munda Pimba. Thank you.
was Bola Set from a track from his album Ocean. I'm John Trzynski, one half of the Gun Trzynski Duo, and we're here guest programming this week's Spotlight Selections on Sideways Through Sound. These are a few songs that are important to us. Our new album, Bayhead, is in the spotlight on this week's show. The next and final song we'd like to play for you is Kingdom of Thunder by Sun Ra and the orchestra. And what can you say about Sun Ra? Huge influence for both of us. And this is from probably my favorite Sun Ra record, Fate in a Pleasant Mood. And I just love the way the bass and drums sound on this tune, and I especially love the way the open cymbals, the way Sun Ra was able to get the drums to sound, and just sort of the sonic and spiritual space that is created by this track. So here it is, Kingdom of Thunder by Sun Ra and the orchestra. Thank you.
That was Kingdom of Thunder by Sun Ra. I'm Steve Gunn from the Gunn-Truzinski Duo, and we've been guest programming this week's Spotlight Selections on Sideways Through Sounds. And those are a few songs that were important to us. You know, we've been making records for years now, but we constantly make mixes and talk about music and stuff, and those are some of the more important albums and songs that we've been sort of talking about and geeking out on. You know, they had an influence on our new record, which is called Bayhead, and it's coming out on Three Lobe Recordings here in the States. And we're going to close out this selection program with one of our own songs from our record, Bayhead. And the song that we chose is called A Seagull for Chuck Berry, and we recorded this song the day that he died. And, you know, Chuck Berry's music is also influential to us on many levels. And this song particularly was already a kind of a homage to him. And the day that he died, coincidentally, was the day that we were recording it. So we titled it for him. And it is called A Seagull for Chuck Berry from our new album called Bayhead. Thanks for listening. And thank you for having us, and hope to see you down there someday.